Boy,
hey,
and we're live.
Please.
And we're live.
Big one tonight, guys. It's, wow. It's another big one. Man, whew, I'm fucking losing hair.
Are you?
Yeah.
So am I, baby.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, you hide it well. You got a swoop. You got a swoop. Look at Nate's fucking Mexican hairline. Jesus.
I can't see the top. I'm worried about the top. It feels...
In the back?
No, just when I touch it. Like, it's probably all...
Black guys can bald.
Yeah. Nah. They don't age. They can bald. They bald a lot. They don't
my
age.
My thing is, one of the reasons I grew out my hair like this is... You ever seen a Shar-Pei? Like the dog?
Yeah, Shar-Pei? Yeah, the folds?
That's my head, like the Ving Rhames. Like
oh, it's, you got the Shane Battier.
I have that, but I'm small, oh, so it's Battier. Like it's no muscle.
It's a Duke kid, right?
Yeah, no Shane Battier's head was real fucked up.
Yeah, it's like a skinny kid with a fat neck.
I got the Shane Always Battier.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? Like a skinny dude that, or a skinny girl that has a fat neck, guy or girl, doesn't matter. Bothers me.
Really?
Yeah, I saw one on the train. I'm not going to say who it was. It's a prominent name. I don't want to throw it out there.
What are you talking?
In the
about?
New York comedy scene.
Oh, you saw a fat neck.
You know what I'm saying? Like you see a skinny person with a fat neck, and they like create like three or four creases.
Yeah, I got those creases. And I'm a fat guy.
Well, you're a big kid.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna call you fat guy.
Exactly.
I love you.
I was at the fucking gym getting
I
yoked.
Like fat necks, and I'm not just saying it. I don't you're know something about it.
Just, yeah, because it makes you feel more secure.
No.
Welcome to a fair one, guys.
Knock me down like that.
Oh man, this is gonna be hot. I don't know where Nunner is, but we got Lemaire back on the couch, wearing his fucking stepmom's hair. I don't know what that is. It's like a scrunchie pulling that thing back. I like it.
Producers not paying attention.
They don't give a shit.
You guys talking about me?
You're just cutting to Lemaire. You guys were over there playing grab ass.
Yeah, it was
Lemaire,
good.
Can
too.
You get closer to the camera and show what's going on here?
Look at that hair.
It's fucking swag, dude.
Yeah, no, put your head down. Yeah, now to the side.
It actually looks good, man.
It does. It looks good. Yeah.
A lot of hair, man.
That's why I said you look extra ridiculous. Happy.
Damn, Lemaire got some pussy, and now he's fucking doing his hair. He's fucking got a cool shirt.
Yeah, tonight?
No. I don't want to talk about
this. Is it? Yes, dude. Yeah.
Listen. Like, it's okay. It's over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, I didn't know about that. You got pussy over this weekend?
So she's like,
ooh.
My hair net until the next
was
time.
Was she also a lunch lady? Why are you wearing that fucking...
Double lunch.
So how'd it go?
It went the old...
Tell the story.
It went fine.
I want to hear start to finish. Where'd you meet her?
What do you want to
hear? Huh?
Like, what do you want to know?
Like, were you in the Burger King?
yeah, was it the drive-thru?
Was it the drive-thru, or were you waiting in line patiently?
Started the
drive-thru.
I let her hit my bowl.
Yeah, were you in the car in the drive-thru, standing?
This is fucked up, but I would like to know a night of how Lemaire goes from talking to fucking. I would love to know the process.
Oh, boy.
So what'd you guys do?
Him around
before
women,
you do that, though, Lemaire, grab the other mic in front of you. That one's messed up for some reason. Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Does that work?
Oh, that sexy voice. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Like when you guys get close to kissing, can she see you slowly pull out a blow dart?
I've seen Lemaire with women. It's fucking unreal to me that you got laid this week.
Hell yeah,
why? Why is it unreal?
Because I've known you for a very long time, and I've seen you around women.
Yeah, did I ever tell you the first thing I ever saw him do around? All right, there's two cute Jones next to us. We were sitting at a bar, and this is, he just was like starting comedy. He just looks at him and goes, "Do you guys need a website? I can make you both a website. Two pretty girls, you both need websites."
That's a good move. The technical angle.
Yeah. Geek Squad.
Yeah.
You just asked two women if they needed websites.
Yeah, man. I didn't know what to
just
do.
Cold
I
was like, open.
I was like, present your skills. It's like an interview to me. That's what
it is. You got to present your skills.
Yeah. So tell us what happened this weekend.
Nothing. It was just a weekend with a lady, and you know, we had a thing, and then the stuff happened, and then I'm here now.
Lemaire, tell us a fucking story. How did you meet her?
There's no story. It's like an established thing.
Okay.
There was a story.
What's the story of?
You know when someone murders somebody and they put a notch on like a bat?
Yeah.
You only have like three or four fucks. There's got to be a story.
Yeah. This is the same notch. This is like a dig deeper into a notch.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was it? Were you dishing it out? Were you dishing out the power?
I think I was in a rare form.
Were you? Was this of the three notches? Was this your best notch?
No, it was a pretty good notch though.
I think she heard that.
Yeah. When was your best notch? your performance, I mean.
Do you want to, for honest, yes, it was, it was in like July during the summer.
Oh, it was hot.
You remember
hot and sticky.
I remember, dude. I remember. Yeah.
You dished it out good that
night. Yeah, I fucking laid it down. Yeah. Yeah.
Was everyone okay?
Yeah, everyone was okay. It was a nice sleep after, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Did she fall asleep?
Yeah. First. Yep.
She went to sleep first.
Yeah, I made sure. No.
Yeah. She's dead.
Nice, little man.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
Also, we're joined by Matt. What up, bro?
Matt 8. I don't think that works, pal.
No, I think Mike. Give it a shot.
That one's good, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, you good.
First time.
Yeah.
First time guest.
Yes. Maddie. Brother's like, a huge fan.
Yeah.
And he got me hooked.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Now, look, you're sitting next to a celebrity. Yeah. Next to the LaMare Lee.
Old three-notch
LaMare Lee. 45-minute fucks over there.
Oh, yeah. LaMare, you fuck for a while.
It was on
huh?
par.
He said that was his average.
Yeah.
It you was can on hold par. Out?
Huh?
You fuck for long?
Yeah.
I can see this. I actually can see this. I can see him being, like, super talented in bed.
Yeah.
You have, that's one of the most audacious statements I've ever heard you make.
Just because, I mean, come on, look at him. He's a giant jelly bean. The kid fucking, he does it. I bet he's got, his hips are probably like, whew.
Jello.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And he just smiles.
Nate fucks.
I bet
Nate fucks better
Nate
than
LaMare. Looks like he fucks. LaMare has a hidden gift. Everything else about him is not hidden, but I bet he's got a...
You think LaMare's got a hammer?
I guarantee he's got a hammer. I bet you it's thick and short. I'm going to say 5 to 6 max, but I bet you it's fucking
it's a thick
can.
Bull. LaMare, do you have a thick penis?
How thick is thick? How like thick is thick?
Oh, yeah. Have you not seen a lot of dick in your life?
No, I've seen enough. I don't think. If I'm compared... But like, it's
not
like...
Not porn. I mean real life dick.
No, I haven't seen many real life
that's what
dicks.
Happens if you don't play sports. You don't get a good...
Yeah, you don't get a good...
You don't get a good gauge of dick.
You gotta get in the locker room.
I was just gonna say, playing hockey all my life, right when you ask the question, you know, I'm like, you know...
Hockey
two and a half diameters across French whatever.
Fucking shower. A hockey locker room, I can fit right in.
There's a lot of uncircumcised hooded sweatshirt dicks.
True.
I just remembered you showed me your dick before.
I have showed you.
You showed me a picture. You showed me a picture of you holding your
friend.
What the fuck is
it? It was a good dick.
You were just bragging. You were just like, look at that.
It was a good picture. I wanted to show it around.
Out of nowhere.
If I have enough confidence to show a black dude a picture of my dick,
lights out.
It's a good dick.
Well, Nate's like, you know.
It's a good dick. By the way,
no, don't.
It's nothing gay don't. About showing your friends your dick. You knew that was coming. You knew that was coming.
You warn these dudes to get you not gay on that. That is a fucking prime time support.
Tommy,
I never get support.
Dude, Tommy sent me pictures of his dick like weeks of knowing him.
Yeah, dude. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
I knew you had
I'll
it
show,
in you.
I'll be sitting on the couch. He'll be like in his room. I'll be like, yo, check this out. Like something on my phone. He'll come out, dick with him.
No.
Naked.
Only a couple times.
He'll stop and the dick keeps walking. And it settles next to me. It's one of those things where I got to pretend like I'm not, because he's standing and I'm sitting on the couch. So I got to pretend like I'm not into it.
For what?
What?
Well, I'll just be like, look at this video.
The holidays, just regular dude comfort. Just all right.
I don't take this love away from LaMare.
I'm not
and fucking a deeper notch in that three notch belt. Love you, buddy. That's a good thing.
Man, that's great. You know what? Speaking of now, that if we're gonna talk love,
yeah, dude, let's talk love.
You know, last week was a sad episode, but
back into it.
I'm back,
Daddy.
Yes, yes. Me and this hot 23-year-old are still together, and we've only broken up twice in 3 months, so there's no way that this goes poorly again.
Standard protocol for a long-term relationship.
Good God. My sister called me and was like, this is early in a relationship for you guys to break up every month. I was like, man, things are good, dude. I don't give a fuck, dude.
It's a, you're a rock star on the road, so it's...
It actually, things... Hit some, dude, I think that helped tremendously.
I told you that. I said...
Had a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, good.
And the old girls yelling, come back. Come back.
Is that John Legend?
Oh, shit. Dave, let's talk to Dave because now it's right on topic. That's perfect. What
Hello.
Up, Dave?
What's happening, Shane?
Chilling, man. What's going on?
I saw you Friday night. Saw the Late Show.
Hell
up
yeah.
In Boston.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good fucking set, dude.
Thanks, man. Was that the one where that hot chick was talking to me for no reason?
Yeah.
Just mid-set?
I was wondering if she was A, actually hot, and B, if anything happened.
She was very hot. And
she's Irish.
She was, no, dude. She was a little tiny wop. You would have loved her. I would have loved her. She was so fucking hot. She was hot enough that middle of my set, she was sitting in the middle of the in the front row, and she was just like, "What's your name? Just talk to me." And I was on stage. It was a sold out room. It was fucking sick, and I was just like, "I'm Shane." Like, it was full. She was so hot that it fucked me up. And I was like,
I turn your set into an interview.
Yeah, I was like, "What's your name? What are you doing?" No,
come
I talked
here,
to her.
You come here often? I did too.
I talked to her for a little while, and then her and her friends were kind of shitty, so I did not go with them to Shenanigans. Was the name of the bar?
Of course it was.
I didn't want to get lost in Boston. Yeah.
Ugh, God.
But no,
Shenanigans. That's a good bar. You want to have a good
time? It is a good bar. But
what a stereotype calling it. Shenanigans. It's a good bar. Shenanigans. It's where I met my wife.
Yeah, and you were shitting on all the potato-faced Irish girls too. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that helped a lot. That actually, all you have to do now is nag the crowd.
Well, if you look like the people,
well, that's what I was making. That's what I was saying. It's like it's good to be in a city where
if Nate did that, they'd be like boo.
If Nate was there, they'd be like boo.
That's not funny.
Not the stagey Italian.
But no, thanks a lot for calling in, Dave. No, I did not hook up with that beautiful girl.
You lost. You ruined the night.
Yeah, DM me for the truth, Dave.
Oh, man.
What's this?
We got to get this one in, too. Chase. Let's get Chase on.
The rails already.
We'll get back on the rails. What's up, Chase?
What up, Chasey?
What is up, big dog?
What's going on?
Chilling, boy.
Hashtag free Shangilly over here. Facebook trying to wreck my boy.
True.
No one ever addressed it on the show. I was like, how dare Facebook tell me that your firefighter video is hate speech? And I contacted Shane and I was like, did they tell you why? And he's like, nah, they Facebooked me real good.
True. That firefighter
no reason hate speech.
Well, if you support our great and powerful president,
don't you
like
touch
Nate
me.
Does,
don't you touch me.
Nate
don't
loves
touch
our president. And,
I miss the Obama day. Somebody can call in and say something off of that.
What's up?
This is what happens when you catch a retweet from DTJ.
I know. Donald Trump Jr. with the retweet.
Wait, that's not what happened.
Sarah Palin and Trump Jr. retweeted it. Facebook was like, all right, hate speech, delete that.
You guys watch that?
Absolutely. And it was like the least political thing. And I was like, oh, thank God, we're dodging that. And it was DTJ. We're like, no, all right, that's where this
went. Fucking unreal, bro. Yo, thanks.
You know that our president has seen that video now.
I know. That is one thing that I was excited about. All right, thanks for calling in, Chase. Talk to you later, bro.
Speaking of presidents that are dead to me, you guys, did you guys have your pants on when George Bush's funeral was on for 24 fucking hours?
You watched it?
No, I just, I couldn't avoid it. It was on the television at the gym when I was on the show.
I watched some of it.
I saw the pic of the dog. It's the only emotion.
Oh, that was nice.
Dog by the.
Yeah,
I feel like that was set up.
Obama's funeral is going to be dope, isn't it? It's going to be crazy.
Damn.
It's gonna be sad, man. I'm gonna cry that day.
Nah, Kendrick Lamar is gonna perform.
I'll tell you right now, you may get your fourth notch on the Obama funeral. you play your black cards right.
You'll definitely be able to fuck a white chick. Guilty white chick.
Go to Boston, find a fat freckled white girl, and be like, hey, you want to watch Obama's funeral?
She wasn't fat and freckled. She was gorgeous.
That one. You won't even need that blow dart. They're all slow.
Yeah, man.
I'm proud of you, though. Boston was
Boston was great. It was really fun. And but yeah, the fact that this chick, middle, like, dude, 3 minutes into my set, she's just like, "What's your name?"
Can you imagine?
I couldn't. I was on
she
stage
had to be
just
smoking
like,
hot, because even a bouncer
was
probably like, maybe she has something to say. I probably felt like, well, maybe if I can smell her hair.
Yeah, the bouncer was like, "Hear her out."
Yeah.
Everybody listen to what she has to say. I was honestly like, tell me what you want. I'll fucking leave right now. I love you. My friend was like, she's single. And she's like, oh my God.
Oh,
it was crazy.
God.
It was crazy. And anyway.
You squash it?
Yeah, I did. I made fun of her. I was like, you're fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's like the hot girl attitude to be like in the middle of a show, just be like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to tell me to shut
no
up.
No one told her to shut up. Yep. That's how you know. I don't even need to see what she looks like.
Yeah, that's how you know
like
she's hot.
A table next to her going, shut the fuck up.
Just everybody like, let her have this.
People now, people started to get real tired of it.
Ugly
everybody
people.
Around, yeah, all the women.
Everybody who had no chance to fuck her.
All the women. Yeah. We're upset. All the men were like, hell yeah, this is sick. Every man in there was like, this fucking big, fat,
you're like
ugly
Ron
idiot.
Jeremy to them. This fucking ugly piece of shit is about to smash that.
Seriously. It was crazy. And then after the show, when we were in the bar, like, waiting, literally everybody that left the show was like, holy shit, is Shane going to talk to that chick? Like, it was like a moment that everyone was like, oh shit, there she is. You should go talk to her. Wild. But yeah, during the set, I was like, if you were like a fat guy, or like just an ugly dude that was yelling out, I would literally be like, someone beat the fuck out of him. Beat him to take him outside and kill him.
Or she's just built like an ant. You'd be like, shut the fuck up.
I know. If she was ugly, I would have been like, kill yourself.
Yes.
But she was hot enough that I was like, I'll kill myself. I love you.
It's a conundrum, right? Like growing up like that good looking as a woman, you don't build any character or integrity. You just become like a really piece of shit. Like a huge piece of shit.
Yeah, hot girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a general thing, too. It's every single one of us.
Oh, I forgot Nate hates women, too.
No.
Nate hates women as much as LaMare.
No, I don't think that. Don't you throw me down.
White women.
LaMare definitely hates women.
White women. I don't know if that makes a difference.
You hate black women?
White women.
Oh, you hate white women.
Yeah.
Well, I get that.
Huh?
I get that.
Matt goes, oh, man.
Hey, white women and white ex-cops.
Oh, Maddie. Matt, you're an ex-cop. How do you feel about these two blacks?
Isn't it weird not going for your holster this whole time? We're 18 minutes in, Matt. You haven't once gone for your pelt.
He might. Hold on.
That gaze. I don't trust that gaze.
Yeah, nah. You know, like right when they came in, you know, I like... Boom, I knew where the exits were.
Right when they walked in, he knew where the exits were.
You know, I just, you know, I knew, I was like, you know, when shit goes, this is where I gotta go.
I didn't say exits, I heard that word. So, wait, what?
Yeah. No, but then in all reality, after 8 years of doing that, it's the most fucking corrupt, fucking, horrible.
Being a cop?
Oh, man.
Yeah, oh, that whole, you know, they give you this bullshit, you know, you just joined the biggest fraternity of brothers in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I ended up dating a girl that was a cop. You know, oof. don't dip the pen in company ink. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Didn't work out too well. And then, you
know. Is that why you're off the force?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went out in a blaze of glory, dude. Yeah. Big time.
What happened? Nah? We don't need to talk about it.
No, I don't give a fuck.
All right.
Substances, I'll just say that.
Substances
happened, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's sick. Yeah. That's a sick way to retire.
Yeah.
That's how all the greats go. Cobain, Harley.
You outcome the force.
You come so hard, they're like, dude, put your gun and badge on the table, dude. You're cum drained. We can't have you out on the streets.
Well, that whole story, your tongue was asleep, so I can understand.
And then I got 33 sick days in a month. So I broke that record.
Wait, how do you wait?
It only goes up to 30.
33 sick days in 1 month?
Yeah.
You mean a year?
No, like I'm saying like we'd be like shift hires. Like say I work day shift, they'd be like, you know,
oh,
that
I
was
see.
My regular shift. So I'd be like, oh no, I'm calling out sick. They'd be like, you know, oh, so well, you took a midnight hire. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm calling out sick.
Whew.
Damn.
What fucking...
Yeah, where were you?
Could you mind telling us what city or anything?
New York?
You don't have to do that.
Nah. You do.
You tell us the state or the...
Show me the notches, dude.
Connecticut. Region.
Connecticut? Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh, well,
in between Bridgeport
that's a
and
dump.
The New York
I'll be there
line.
In 2 weeks.
No, no. What was that?
You fucking farted.
I didn't fart. I just have to fart real bad.
What are you talking about? You didn't fart.
You get nervous.
No, that was inside, baby.
No, it was.
I'm listening to this cop talk.
I was just going to say it's a belly rub. Warning.
That's
a fire alarm going off in a black kid's belly.
Actually, you're trying to say cop, dude, sweating.
You don't lose your internal badge. That guy's going to kill you.
LaMare, yeah. I was about to jump behind LaMare. Fuck. I forgot I didn't have a vest no more.
It'd be tough to tell where the couch starts and LaMare stops. Look at that.
LaMare looks like a beanbag sitting on a couch. I love you so much. Anyway.
I love you so much.
Yeah, so how many years ago did you...
I resigned.
Oh, resigned.
Yeah.
So you're
yeah.
not getting the retirement cut.
Nah. Nah.
Just tell us about that fucking car wreck.
Oh, what I just
think it is. Is this mic on?
I don't know.
Yeah, we here. Right, you're
so.
Good.
No, so I'm sorry. What'd you want
to
hear?
Tell me about that. You talked to me a little bit about that.
Oh yeah, no. So one night there was a armed robbery. You know, the dude took the money.
Oh shit! Where? Like, what kind of store?
Shell station.
A what?
A Shell gas station. Oh, nice. At like 3 a.m. You know, skated with the money, but then got back out of the car, decided he wanted to go shoot the guy in the back of the head, the teller. So right when they were, you know, they said leaving in a green Jeep, right when I was pulling up, I saw a green Jeep. So long story short, I was taking off after it, and it was raining. Anyway, the car started spinning out, hit a telephone pole going 92 miles an hour, broke the window with my head, and then that started the downfall of the career right there.
Wait, did he kill the dude at the Shell station?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
And he robbed another Shell station in a different town, and he actually ended up getting caught because of the cigarette butts. They had his DNA on one of the cigarette butts in the parking lot.
He changed cars.
No, he already had a getaway driver and everything like that, but they might have been sitting in the parking lot before, you know, he had his having a cigarette.
So you're out there risking your life fucking going wild like that, and then LeMaire's bitch ass is sitting there screaming, fuck the police.
Yeah, and fuck white women. Like, what the fuck is this?
I agree with you, LeMaire.
Yeah?
White women are fucking terrible.
Oh, all right, I was going to say, man, chill. I thought you were going to say, I agree with you, fuck the police. Like, this guy crashed.
No.
This guy died trying to help someone. No.
Did they drug test you after that accident, like other jobs? Is that how the substance thing happened?
No. After that, it was good because like it moves into a whole another chapter of my life. You know, it's like you go to a pain management doctor. I was just going there thinking I was like, all right, give me a prescription for physical therapy. Oh no. This was like right at the beginning of the whole opioid epidemic.
Yeah.
So
were you high on the chase?
No, not at all.
LeMaire, fucking pay attention. He's saying when he went to rehab, they gave him pain pills.
Okay. LeMaire, he was so fucked up. It wasn't even raining. He was just condensation on the outside of his glasses. He was sweating so hard. He was all fucked up.
Yeah, what's the adrenaline like on that fucking chase?
Yeah.
That's gonna be
nuts, dude.
That's
crazy.
What's the wildest shit that's ever happened to you? Seventh grade, hit it, three-pointer.
Like, they put me on the... I used to work midnight shift because everything was closed and nobody was out.
yeah.
And there were no calls.
Yeah.
You know, 3 o'clock, park
it. You get to roll the dice with a maniac.
Yeah, you know,
right?
If it's something good. And usually if it is a call, you know, it's serious.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, her trees growing in my fucking yard. All right, cut the fucking branch down. What the fuck do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. So it's actually worth our time, you know?
Yeah, man.
Have you experienced any, like, cop shit? Like
Jesus Christ, LeMaire, you cannot do
like
any
the show, like the show, like Cops, you know?
I mean, that footage that they get on that show, Cops, that's like a year of footage. That's, you know, that's not everyday shit. That's not.
I like how LeMaire's interviewing process is he starts with the last piece of the question.
It's unreal.
And then he goes backwards.
It's unreal.
Let me tell you. Eventually, he's like, "Oh, what I meant, what I'm talking about is this."
I'm disappointed that LeMaire is so fucking comfortable with this.
I love
he
it.
He thinks he can fucking start
it.
Interviewing people.
I was just LeMaire, asking
do me a favor.
Questions.
Never
I'm
interview anyone, dude. Your questions fucking suck, dude.
You're killing it.
You're talking to a former policeman, and you say, "Do you guys do any cop shit?
What
are you fucking?"
Anything, I don't know. I don't want to, like, betray black people by talking to a cop, honestly.
What? You're on compound, dude. You've already betrayed everyone.
Don't put that on us.
Get it.
Make a mess.
Yo, Neil deGrasse Tyson used to have a show on this. For real. Neil deGrasse used to have a compound media show.
It was called Star Talk.
Was it called Star Talk?
Yeah, yeah, that is a thing.
We should get you guys on. You guys should have a show called Star Talk, and you and LeMaire talk about planets. Apparently, there's a big market for black dudes talking about planets.
It is now.
Why did he leave? Did he leave just because? He was like, I can't be part of
it. I think he was probably a guest on Gavin's show. Gavin was like, what's a big fat like you know about the stars?
Oh, that rolls right into the cop conversation. Beautiful.
I was going to tell you, in my first rehab,
they
wanted to start a TV show. There was a Latin king in there that wanted to kill me for about fucking 2 weeks.
How do you know you're a cop? Because you told him? Your badge is still around your neck?
No, no. Because the fucking kid I met in detox ended up going to the same fucking rehab.
Oh, so he said something.
Yeah, this kid was like 17 years old, you know? He's like, oh, I always wanted to do that, you know? I was like,
damn.
You know.
Oh, he wanted to kill a cop?
No, he wanted to become a cop. And I was like, dude, believe me, it's not worth it. So, you know, just...
Did you actually arrest the dude that wanted to kill you? Or did he just
This is what happened. No, I'm saying he wanted to be... He was at this rehab, too, and he just so happened to be a Latin king.
Oh, but, just because you were a cop, he wanted to fuck you up.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. You know, right off the bat, no one likes a cop.
Hey, what? Say what you will, but I feel like these Latin king guys are no good.
I love them.
Yeah, no. But then we ended up becoming, like, best friends, and they wanted to start a show, a cop and a crown.
It's cops.
And I was like, nah, we get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
Latin king is just a cop without a badge.
Yeah.
That's what they call it's a bumper sticker I've been working on. Hell yeah, dude!
All right,
this relationship is
just crazy.
Yeah, just a pick of that couch. Look at that smile. This looks
that is nice, man. Look at
I thought he was going for the old school movie.
That's America. Look at that.
This looks like
the man just died inside. His soul is melting. He's like, I just took a cocktail.
Yes. Oh, now he's getting bullied. Getting bullied by the police.
This looks like
we live together.
Stop him first.
The president.
Yeah, get a little handsy over there.
It's like the president of Palestine meeting the president of Israel. That's how awkward you two are together. Like, we know this isn't going to work out.
Lemaire, why are you acting like you don't fucking like cops? You're a dork.
Black dorks are the most proud, though. He hasn't been through shit.
The most proud.
Yeah, proud about, like, you know, they speak the most.
Did you just call Martin Luther King a black dork?
Actually, no, he's not a black dork. He's dork in terms of...
Wait, Martin Luther King fucked bitches. Let's not...
Yeah, dude, he's not a dork at all.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He's a fucking dork.
Lemaire's fucking bitches, dude.
Lemaire
has a dream.
Lemaire's digging deep back into his old notches. That's what he's doing.
That's how you do it. You get good with a regular and then you move on.
Yes. 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 We're doing it.
Look how cute. I mean, come on, dude.
Wait, how cute Lemaire is.
He's fucking amazing. He doesn't make you happy?
Lemaire's always made me happy, but also I see past his cute.
Why? What happened?
I've known him more than
I know, but
just
like,
this show. Trust
what's
me.
What's the
when
worst
you get to
story
him,
you could tell me about Lemaire?
You just got to hang out and listen to his...
No. I want you to tell me.
You just have to hear his opinions. No, he does nothing.
I know his opinions are ridiculous, and they come out of nowhere. And he's frustrating to hear talk because he works backwards. We all are to
Lemaire, see. Lemaire, I don't think you and I have ever had any altercations at all.
No.
We've never had a problem.
No, no
You and me have always been good pals.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think we both didn't like you at the same time for a second.
At
and then
first,
we all...
the first time we met.
Yeah.
They both...
And Shane's like, "I'm not a cop," and I'm like, "All right, we'll hang out for."
Yeah, they saw they both dreaded my alpha arrogance. They saw me walk in. They're like, "Who's this white dude acting like he's the fucking man?" And I was like, "Yo, for real, I'm the fucking man."
It was your...
Can I be on your show? I was like, "Yeah, give it time."
How it works with comics.
It is how it works with comics.
You never slipped up. Lemaire, you never like. Can you honestly say like I've been through some shit. I can admit that I fucked up sometimes. You've never slipped up.
No,
you've always been this cute, cuddly, loving guy.
No, I've slipped up sometimes. I've made people not like me. Yeah,
but like for real shit or like you disagreed with a pastor. Like, do you have a fucking story?
I don't know.
I
gotta talk to Nate.
Someone that sweet has something bubbling up. He's gonna fucking gonna eat a child. Fucking angle somewhere.
I'm telling you right now, Lemaire can't really talk that well. Yeah. So like to ask him to tell a story, he hears great. He's got great hearing. That's his best quality. But I'm telling you right now, if you tell him to tell a story,
I know
strap
that.
In.
I already know that. But that's kind of the charm for me because I love watching a kid that has a learning disability try and like learn how to build blocks. Like
yeah.
If I ask Lemaire a question, I start getting giddy because I know it's going to come out of nowhere. He's hammering a fucking circle peg into a square hole, and I'm like, this is great. It's entertaining.
It is exciting.
Anyway, Lemaire, take your ears off for a second. I want to talk to you.
Nate was telling me
Nate's
something.
Nate's a fire fucking.
Nate was telling me something interesting on the way in. He was saying his white girlfriend.
That's right. I fuck a white girl. How does that make you feel, cop out?
You've been on the show. You've been on the show like three times, right?
Put it on.
No, that was meant to be aggressive.
Look at what this could be. Oh wait, dude.
I don't like what it could be spun around into. I don't like.
Yes.
Wait, were you doing it too?
No.
Yes, you guys fucking resist. Resist.
I'm with the resistance.
This show's the best.
But no, you have your honky ass girlfriend.
Very white. Very white.
Very white.
Great butt, though. Great
that's
butt.
That's all that matters.
That's the sash.
Great white butt.
That's the last question I would ask.
Yeah, but I. So people know why I have a white girlfriend. Yeah. She has.
Is it?
Is she Irish?
I have no idea. She's I don't know.
Went higher. Is she Irish?
Irish?
I would never ask about your girlfriend's butt. Is she Irish?
Is that how you figure out about butts? Is that a butt?
Yeah. Okay.
Is she a shump ass or not?
Okay. Although I will say, white girls are working very hard to get fat asses now.
Like they're trying.
They are.
We're all reaping the benefits.
You know what? I kind of disagree with that, to be honest with you.
Young white chicks all have fat asses, and they go to the gym to work on
all is a stretch, but there are way more than there used to be.
It's crazy.
Dude, it is. It's insane.
I'm running into thick Asians.
Have
you seen an Asian with a fat ass yet?
Now you're no.
I saw one today at Planet Fitness. I was on the Stairmaster.
Wasn't Asian. She was Mexican with a fat face.
The first time I saw a thick Asian was right after I gave.
Guarantee you.
The first time I saw a thick Asian was right after I gave a homeless guy a half-eaten thing of Pringles, and like the next stop on the train, a thick Asian walked in, and I was like, God. It's real. God gave me a thick Asian because I'm a nice person.
There is
thick
I remember,
Asians are like a New York exclusive though.
Probably.
I agree with that.
Probably only because you're exposed to more of a variety here.
No, when I was at Drexel.
You're in a small town.
When I was at Drexel.
I went to school at Drexel for 5 years. And
that was before kids started getting fat asses.
No, hold on a second.
Trust me. My friend Matt McCusker had a gym membership to Drexel because he was an alumni.
Yeah, I remember.
So I go down there occasionally and I saw what the kids are working on.
Yeah.
And it's their ass.
I'll say this.
And
there's a ton
of Asians at Drexel, and they all have. They're working on thick butts.
This is a multi-pronged conversation. Number one, children these days are built differently, and this is true.
You said what is?
He's saying he's trying children. To. He's been passing
That's
this
one.
On, and I disagree with him.
It's totally true.
He's
it's,
been
it's,
saying
it's,
that kids are hotter these days, and I'm just saying we're getting older.
No, in terms of like how our diet has changed and the introduction to steroids into like chickens and beef on the farms, kids are being raised.
He's scientifically explaining why kids are hot.
No, I'm saying they're visually different. How do you spell hot? No, but honestly, so genetically.
You gotta stop, dude.
I know. But seriously, like, they're built. Different.
Yeah. Kids have tits and asses.
Like a natural, someone over 30 years old, like an Asian girl, if she has like really big boobs or really big, that's a unicorn. You're not gonna see it. There's one girl on Pornhub that I've seen. Incredible. Anyway, guys.
Can we plug her? Can we
right?
Plug her
How many prongs did you get to? I think we're still on the first prong.
If you're not going to believe that prong, you're out of your mind. I'm not going to waste my fucking breath.
That there kids is... are hotter now because of steroids and chicken.
Yes.
I'm buying it. What's the next prong?
I wouldn't say, I wouldn't say hotter now, but I understand what you're saying. Like you see, you know, whatever, like
look,
14, 16. I'm going to say.
16, 13,
no, I'm saying,
13
I'm like,
16-year-old kids
say,
look like adults the way when I was raised.
But I say, like, in 10 years, she's going to be hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to be a looker.
I'm not even getting at that. I mean, like, physical.
I build.
Physical build and appearance.
Every single person in this room is going to agree kids are fucking hot. Right? All of us agree kids are hot. Lemaire said he would fuck a 7th grader. Everyone in
not
here.
Not those words.
Yeah, wait, is that what you said? Yeah.
No. I told you about it.
You should stop saying those words into a
mic. I would never say those words.
I told you about it.
I never said
so
those words.
Already sent lawyers going, let's wipe this episode out. You're the best. Anyway, prong two.
Part two of my presentation is why kids are hot, and it's not my fault.
Oh, but it is very rare. And in college... There was never a voluptuous Asian. It's extremely rare.
I fucked a fat Asian in college.
Well, if they're fat, they still have small boobs and a shump ass.
Really did. It looked like I was fucking myself. I was fucking.
Is that you pointing directly at a fat Asian? Just like,
listen, you fat titted Asian idiot. I fucked you in college. It was fucking very nice. So anyway, let's talk about this story about Nate being racist.
Yeah, dude.
And destroying his white girlfriend's culture. So Nate was telling me that
white girls don't have culture.
Yeah, they do.
What do you mean?
White girls have a ton of culture. Here's the perfect
pumpkin spice and Starbucks.
Does that not count?
Yoga pants.
Oh, sorry, the most successful fucking corporation in the world. Sorry, our culture fucking dominates.
He's a white
bro.
Dude.
Sorry, bro.
White girl, nothing to do with it.
White girls, all right, fine. White girls don't have any culture, but the white man. Am I right? Nate's girlfriend put up a Beatles Christmas ornament on their Christmas tree.
Did you break it?
I instinctually just took it down.
You took it down.
I was just walking past the tree, leaving the house, and just was like, what is this?
I'm a big fan of hating on the Beatles, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple songs I like, but I don't get it. I get it. I just don't enjoy it.
I've heard Beatles songs that are fine. I haven't gone through the catalog. My brother likes the Beatles. He's not.
He's black brother.
No, he's not. He's nothing like. I didn't mean to point your way, Lemaire. No.
I was like, wait, what?
Nah, just, you know, the Beatles is good music. I'm just trying to defend
what are
it,
you
but.
Saying?
I don't like your tone right now.
What are you saying
about the Beatles?
I'm trying to say I'm not shitting on the Beatles. They're allegedly great musicians.
You know, the Beatles aren't listening. You could say whatever the fuck you
want.
Right,
I thought the Beatles listened to a fair one.
Beatles.
Paul McCartney's about to call in right now.
So you don't like the Beatles?
It's not that I don't like the
What's
Beatles.
The best white
That's
band
a very
of all time?
White or the best.
What's the best honky musician of all time?
Oh.
The one I've enjoyed the most in my life.
Yeah.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
<Black guy. laughs> it's not out of the realm.
Mine's are going to be Linkin Park or Maroon 5, but that's because they've done things with rappers.
Maroon 5's legit.
They've both done
Linkin
things with rappers.
Linkin Park or Maroon 5?
Linkin Park had a whole album
Wait,
with Jay-Z.
Did you say Maroon 5's legit?
Over Linkin Park? Absolutely.
Linkin Park butt fucks gay-ass Maroon
nah, dude,
5.
Nah, dude. Fucking Adam Levine? Get out of here.
That guy sucks.
He was beautiful.
I would help
Nothing's
him
ever
into
promised
a suit jacket.
That song's awesome.
Dinner he went to.
Dude. That's one of the worst takes. The Beatles suck, but Maroon 5's good.
I didn't say the Beatles suck. It's really? About the ornament.
I didn't answer that at all.
It's about how white a Beatles ornament was, and it just felt like.
Also, how old is she?
She's 24.
Yeah, that's
she's
ridiculous.
Fucking 24.
Yeah, you shouldn't
24.
Love.
Yeah, man, yeah.
If you're younger than 35, you shouldn't love the Beatles at all, let alone enough to get a fucking...
It was ironic. I've never heard her listen to the Beatles once.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
So she texted me about it.
That's what white bitches do. They do ironic shit like that.
I've learned.
A Beatles Christmas ornament.
I've learned. They do ironic things. Beatles Christmas ornaments, black boyfriends, and I don't know what else. I don't know.
Fucking unreal. She's staying with you. Unreal.
Why?
She sees a vision that I don't. I don't see this thing taking off for you at all, Nate.
You know what, man? As long as this is my peak, whatever, man.
You're sick. You made it.
I did it. There's cameras.
How long have you been with her?
It's too long, man. I don't even like saying it out loud.
It's been a long ass time.
Yeah.
She's 24. It can't be that long.
No, it is.
Oh, it's very long. It's very long.
Not how long?
Six. I mean, about 4 years. About 4 years.
Damn.
20s. I've owned her life for most of her life that matters.
Oh, you gotta.
Don't use the word owned. This yeah, I've ownership. Said it. Ownership, man. It's what is it? The old ball and chain. No, I don't
know. The old ball and chain.
And she's from Bumpkinville, I imagine.
Yeah, Allentown, Bumpkinville.
What'd she do?
I don't know, man. She's a receptionist, I think.
Where? Same with the company.
I'm not going to do that. I wanted to say it to see if it would cause her problems tomorrow anyway, but that's
sure
not.
She's a really sweet girl.
Maybe.
You get banned.
No, she won't.
She'll get banned. All right.
I asked him to come out.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's right? Not just leaving.
All right. All right, left foot, and then what? Which one is it? The 3 foot? He's banged up.
Maybe. Or maybe he got fucked up.
White guy's
accident.
Trying to pay attention to us. There you go.
No. No, he's just all banged up.
What? You don't know him.
We're looking through. Nobody can see what we're talking about. Yeah, so let's continue on with your receptionist. Yeah. You own.
It's own is probably the perfect word, but but if not own, we're together. But nah, that's all. I just
she definitely talks shit to you, and you yes. act like you're the fucking man. She
LaMare
definitely lives.
Yeah, she definitely puts
the mayor.
Anyone that speaks like this is fucking.
He jerked off to so much Patrice O'Neal that he thinks this is how he should treat women.
He's trying to be cool.
No, that's not
disgusting.
Are you trying to be cool right now, Nate? Is that what's going on?
I'm just being me, baby. I guess I don't know. Am I being cool? Is natural me cool as shit? I'm sorry if it is, but I don't.
You look like Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah, you always look like a tiny little Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah,
I don't.
A little Russian.
I don't know who Malcolm Jenkins.
What? You don't watch football?
Safety for the Eagles.
That doesn't mean I know. I don't. I watch football, but I don't watch the fucking. I don't care what any of them looks like. I only know what Carson Wentz looks like in Nick Foles. And past that, I don't give a shit.
Damn, you only like white guys, huh?
The quarterbacks. The people
Malcolm
get the
Jenkins
talk.
Is the Carson Wentz of the defense.
And I'm more of a basketball guy, but okay, so Malcolm Jenkins is
a
Sixer fan?
Yeah, baby.
Sixers
kill him right
Raptors
now.
Right
We're
now.
Missing a game right now. Yep.
Sixers Raptors.
Started at 8.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sixers are killing it.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Fucking Jimmy Butts, dude.
You want to hear my Sixers story? This is this random thing. I was sitting, Ben Simmons, I hate how good looking Ben Simmons is because of watching sports with my girlfriend. He came on, was the TV to do like an interview after the game. And I just heard, it was quiet. I just heard her like swallow, like she was like his hotness was so uncomfortable. She was just like, oh Jesus! And just I heard it was just like, oh man, I heard that.
Do you get do you get insecure when you see her watching?
Nah,
black dude?
Nah. I don't give a shit.
Ben Simmons
that.
Is like,
nah. That, well, the black dude has nothing to do with it. It was just I. It has,
it's talking about.
No, it's a genuine question. I wonder if he fucking.
Nah, not at all.
If my girl told me she has a type. I'd be like, oh.
Well, it's not even. Well, he's not even
my
close.
Whiskers would go up, you know.
It's just
maybe she doesn't see color, Tom.
Jesus. Well, maybe she does see color.
Maybe she doesn't see color, and your whiskers should stay down.
Well, I try and keep my whiskers down, but sometimes when I see color myself, I'm like, ooh.
You see color a lot.
I do not see color.
You see color.
I don't. I don't, though. Anyway, go ahead, Nate.
Sorry.
That's all. I had nothing, man. I was just listening to y'all talk about seeing color.
No, I get jealous about that shit, too.
Exactly.
Of course.
If my
girl sees a hot guy, I'm always like.
Or if your girl's I'm
that guy
into
sucks.
This one thing.
Yeah.
Is it
jealousy or is it just like, because it's not jealousy for me. It's just like acknowledgement. Like,
well, it makes you think. I think I feel like it like.
It reminds you someone else can fuck them.
Yeah. It's not pure jealousy, but it's just a little. It's a little hint, like, oh, I know she likes that type.
Yeah.
So you think, and then you look at her, and you're like, she definitely loves him. But she should.
Yeah.
You know, you should be attracted to everything.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I've just never.
But I'll notice it every time.
Hell yeah.
And save it.
And take it out on her.
Only with my dick. Just,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You don't fuck Ben Simmons? How about this? How about, not even close. How about not even close to Ben Simmons? Yeah, Ben Simmons would fuck your girlfriend up, dude. I've seen your girlfriend, dude. He would run. He would destroy her.
He would destroy most of our girlfriends.
Nah, you wouldn't. Not my girlfriend.
Nah. Nope, he wouldn't touch her.
She could withstand that. She could take me, dude. She could take Simmons.
You're better. Wait.
She could weather this storm? You tell me.
Does he have a sister?
You said this who?
Does Ben Simmons have a sister?
I have no idea.
I should fuck her.
No, I just want to. I want to gauge how, like, truly how good looking this dude is. I think he's a decent looking guy. I don't think he's
what?
Hot.
Oh, so you want
gorgeous?
Yeah, Ben Simmons is uncomfortably pretty nigga.
No. You're including his prowess on the court.
No,
that's exaggerating. No, that's not true.
Can you pull up a picture of Ben Simmons, please?
He's a decent looking man.
Perhaps shirtless.
Tommy, are you jealous because
he's
you're an attractive man? Also,
no. That is. Hold on a second. That's a great question, LaMare. Thanks for.
What was his question?
He said, are you jealous because you're good looking? No, that's not it at all. I'm very open.
Oh, is this hot chicks?
Yeah.
Is this hot chicks getting mad at hot chicks?
No, that's not it at all.
It's like, definitely hot chicks.
This isn't that hot.
You sound like my fucking girlfriend, dude. Like, she's not that pretty. Fucking Jennifer Aniston? Yeah, she is.
Forget his prowess.
She's old now.
You know, honestly, when I see a good looking dude, and even if like, oh, Jesus Christ, I can't even remember who said that.
Set.
Because I complimented this bartender the other night, and I was like, man, your fucking eyes are eyes. Dynamite. Dynamite eyes. Incredible eyes. Beautiful kid. And the guy was like, okay, what do you want? Man, isn't he gorgeous? And she's like, no. And it was, I don't care other than giving someone a copy. This is a terrible story. What I'm trying to say is...
Oh, it's a great story. That's a horrible picture.
No. He's an average-looking dude.
He picked the worst Ben Simmons.
No. Don't fucking do this, guys.
He's also 6'10".
That's his fucking headshot.
It is. It's the main picture that comes up.
That's not...
As good as he can look.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, hold on.
So he's hot there.
You know what we're inflating here?
Dick right there.
He's an NBA player.
He's light
NBA player. He's a beautiful NBA player.
Awesome. What are you talking about? Light-skinned dudes have perfect dicks.
Dude, you know you're like your hot friend in your small neighborhood, and you're like, damn, fucking Mark is smoking hot. You can admit that. Mark goes to a big city like here. He's a fucking six. A fucking Harrisburg Mark? Nah, dude.
I'm a Harrisburg Mark, and I'm a fucking nine in New York. Hey, dude. Find a hot picture of Ben Simmons. How are you going to fucking...
Right, he found the worst.
Fucking profile picture,
dude.
Oh,
no, you did the right thing. Find a picture of him, like, he can get.
He's with, like, Kylie Jenner, right?
Yeah.
Of course he's with Kylie Jenner. He's a dominant fucking force on the court. And he's a billionaire.
I'm disappointed.
He's a wonderful kid.
I'm disappointed you can't admit Ben Simmons is hot.
Nah, dude.
It's Mr. Cereal
you
girl.
Lost all confidence in that. Nah, dude. You gotta sip the water.
Wow. Look at that, dude.
Decent looking man.
Lived in Australia.
Yeah.
Whew. Come on.
Guarantee he smells like pineapple. he's a decent looking dude. That's not my point. My point is, I think you inflate it because of how talented he is.
Yeah, that's what's hot about guys.
He's better than average, but he's not a hot dude. He's no fucking Beckham. Get out of here.
So that girl in Boston, she would have just stopped Shane and been like, what's your name? If he wasn't up there having a good set.
It's about talent.
No, that's my point. That's my point. It adds to hotness.
Yes.
But it adds to hotness.
I'm asking you guys to accept this. You're right. You're dead on.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons is hot regardless.
He's hot with extra hotness layered on.
He's a good-looking dude with hotness layered on because of his talent. He's not hot to start. He's not hot to start.
Who's the hottest guy?
In what? The NBA?
Who's the hottest guy?
I'll tell you what. I think Jimmy Butler's a better-looking dude than fucking Simmons.
Really? He's into the dark.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, don't look at me and say the dark.
No, it is.
I stopped. Like Simmons, I was going to say skin, but I didn't.
That's better.
He's into the dark skin.
No,
there we go.
Dark skin. It's this fucking swag, the attitude. Butler's got an attitude. You know when someone like compliments you, like, yeah, he's not that cute, but he's got an attitude. Or she's not that cute, but like, there's something about her. Like, yeah, she's fucking, the way she walks or the way she just behaves.
So that's how you feel Butler. about Butler.
Butler's
right for endearing Butler pictures.
Butler is objectively uglier than Ben Simmons, but the way he behaves and handles himself, he's hotter than Ben Simmons.
You want to know the black guy I'd fuck? ASAP Rocky.
Ugly as fuck.
Gorgeous motherfucker.
That dude is heated.
No, will you guys find me some good ASAP Rocky pictures? Very fashionable. ASAP
Rocky.
Very cool.
He's so ugly that if he heckled you at a club, he would still get...
Wait, we're done talking about fuckable Sixers? Because I wanted to bring up TJ McConnell before the end of the...
Nah, ASAP Rocky.
Oh, I love TJ.
He's cute?
He's just the GOAT. I just like TJ. I just wanted to bring him up.
Yeah. You love white people.
No, I just love...
You love white people.
No, I...
Part of you loves white people.
No, you guys. You guys are fine.
Don't fight us.
I don't
look. Be friends.
Yes, you do, dude.
I have no options when you say that. I can't either go fuck white people. Y'all suck.
Or I could be like
there's no middle ground.
There is a middle ground.
You know what? I hate white. I was going to wear something that had
Kill Whitey.
That was my plan. I had my Kill Whitey tee on. I was like, no, this is too much. Took it off. Put on my Lupe Fiasco. It was a little.
Is that a Lupe Fiasco?
It is.
That's sick.
And there's a dude.
You like
another hot guy?
No, he's objectively ugly. Dig him.
Wow, look how hot ASAP is, dude.
Look
me
how
and him
ugly
are
that
fuck.
Kid is.
I think you genuinely think about fucking
ASAP.
ASAP Rocky's the man. I love ASAP.
You could fit two eyeballs in between his two eyes.
I love ASAP.
He is an alien. That kid is a
fucking
alien.
Could you do me a favor? Could you play
alien.
Some ASAP Rocky at the end when we're done? Not right now, but play us out.
Great artist. Let's cut the shit. Again,
play
that's M's. A headshot.
Play
M's. That's a wedding day, like a woman on her wedding day. That's what this is.
Are we going to pretend ASAP Rocky would not steal everybody in here's loved one?
Of course.
Well, he's a millionaire, though. That changes the game.
ASAP Rocky's... I'm just telling you guys right now, my black man crush.
Yeah? That's a good... No, I like this. I like
ASAP Rocky's my guy.
All right.
If you're listening, ASAP...
Take he just you. Follows you
I'll
on Twitter.
You.
Send a swag.
I'll fuck you, dude. I'll hold you down, dude. You can wear that. You can wear that Dior. Hell, I know you love Dior, dude.
You got two gays today.
I got one not gay, now one full gay.
Oh, so you're like right in the middle now?
Now I'm straight.
Mayor, what kind of white dude would you fuck?
Mayor, why are you smoking weed, dude?
I don't know. Sure, never smoked weed.
Looking like he's trying to fit something up his ass.
You guys all right? You guys getting high over there?
What?
No, Matt, you got a controller?
You? Matt, you're all right, dude?
Fucking dunk?
High on fucking life over here.
Yeah, high on life.
Oh, shit.
It's the natural way you're holding your hand there.
You all right, Matt?
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, what you want me to
do? Yeah, you don't need to hide it. Who gives a fuck?
So Matt's brother is telling us we got this YouTube video here when he got into some police shit.
The what?
Some police shit YouTube video. You mind we show that, Matt?
Is that Matt on the job?
Matt on the job with a little bit of commentary.
All right, you sure you want to show that?
Shouldn't he approve this first?
No, it's not YouTube. I can't. Yeah, go ahead.
He already approved it.
All right. All right.
Oh. That was just for the show. We talked about it. Act. That's why I pulled him out. I got the video up.
Oh, hell
so,
yeah.
Perfect.
So,
stand back. Make sure he's cool with it.
That's not Matt.
A cop with a lot of patience and his hands full.
This is on TMZ?
Holy shit.
This is Norwalk, Connecticut. And as you can see there, there's a fight going on. Some girls were fighting after the club closed down in Norwalk, Connecticut. And an officer is there, and he is the only officer trying to calm everybody down. But watch the man in the striped shirt. He's identified as Alan Baez. Now, at this point, it's just the girls that are engaged, and you see the officer with his taser telling everybody to calm down.
With his taser.
Baez fighting with a girl.
There's a little, Albanian dude, man. Ruined my whole night.
But Baez isn't done. Keep watching. Ooh. He just wails on the girl who's on the ground.
Yeah.
That was not a punch from the girl. Yes.
Mayor, that's a notch on your belt.
Dude, can you guys rewind that to watch his walk towards that Terminator walk? He had no urgency at all. Just pointed it at him and was like, all right, that guy's going to lay down. Watch this walk.
He just wails on a girl who's on the ground.
So this is just as...
You see where he landed, right? Yeah. So like right when I shoot him, I'm like, oh my God, this dude's face is going to explode.
He's going to die.
And so then they started calling me 7-10 split.
Oh. So close to killing that
dude. I would have lost that so bad. I would have been paying out the ass.
You ended up losing your job.
Oh, God, yeah.
He would have
cut me
though.
So fast. I was like, oh, my God.
Nice.
That was a dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the most justified police brutality I've ever seen.
Nah, yeah, dude. That kid was just he was a piece of shit. I told him from the get. I was like, yeah, would you calm the fuck down, go home. What
the
fuck?
Tiny. It was like a little.
You should have shot him in the back. He deserved it.
And then he came in the next night to make a complaint because he said I didn't protect him from that girl hitting him. Because I told the girl, I said, yo, get him. Just get him. And that's when I was like, yo, back the fuck up. All right, like, go. Get out of here. All right. You got your shot in. Everybody calm down. It's like, you know.
It was like a little Russian.
I'd rather deal with drunk men than women any day of the week.
Oh, man. You see who's calling in right now at the bottom there.
All right.
See who
that is. Are we going to talk to Rob or he just went to...
No, I was talking about Angry Mike.
I saw that. I want to see if we cover...
Well, part of NJ is Rob. I want to plug my show.
What?
You have a fucking problem.
Plug the show, Nate. Plug the show.
It's a show. Pet Shop, Jersey City.
In January.
Maybe Jay. Plug in the show.
Speakeasy Comedy, Philadelphia.
What are you saying?
I don't know what you're
saying. I was doing plugs while y'all were doing that quiet.
What plug do you have?
Just my little show I run in Jersey City.
So what now, man?
I saw it said New Jersey, so I was like, why not?
Plug it.
Now on the first Wednesday of every month, Jersey City Pet Shop. Come, it's free. I mean, it costs a lot of money. It's a big deal. Come.
It's free to enter.
Gotta buy drinks. 2-drink minimum. It's a bar called Pet Shop.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first Wednesday of every month now. It was the second Wednesday, but the bar's making us change it.
Yeah, me and Tom will drop in.
Y'all should.
And bless
you. Well, it's Wednesdays, though. Well, it's Wednesday. Oh, yeah. It's Wednesday at like 8:30, though. Y'all can make it.
No, we can't.
You could if you tried.
Nah, it's Jersey.
Just fuck it at 9. You could make. Okay, you don't want
to
come. It's fine.
I'd like to, but we're not going to do the show.
Yeah,
can I make a quick shout out when he's done? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
What's up?
Whatchamacallit? I want to say what up to my brother, Baldy out in Colorado. Crescent Cleaners, best dry cleaners in Connecticut. Come check it out.
Hell yeah.
Crescent Cleaners?
Crescent Cleaners, dude. Yeah.
Best dry cleaners in fucking Connecticut.
Yeah.
Suck our dicks. Everyone else. Name your competitor.
Just no one.
There's no competition.
If we can't get it out, it's not coming out.
If you can't get it out, it's not fucking coming out. Crescent Cleaners. Dude. If you live near fucking Connecticut and don't go to Crescent.
Stanford.
Crescent. Dude, I'm trying to Crescent plug Cleaners. Shit out of your shit.
Sorry.
You don't fucking go to Crescent Cleaners, dude. Suck our dicks and eat our fucking black ass. Yeah. Eat our assholes, you fucking
and
idiots.
And lastly, to my mom and dad. Frank and Carol, and to my girlfriend Casey.
Dude, if you Bud Dwyer this show, I'm gonna be really
upset. No, I'm sorry. To my girlfriend Casey, who I love, and I'm sorry that I lied to you about the bowl and the weed. Sorry.
Hell yeah, Maddie.
Man. What was the lie about the bowl and the weed?
That was an emotional.
She wanted to take resin
goodbye.
Hits, and I was just like, you know, I was like, I don't want to fucking smell that shit. You know, and I'm like, you know, just don't. Can you like not do that? Can you like go outside and do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't want my fucking room smelling all baked out.
Hell yeah. So you didn't lie. You just laid down the law.
Nah, so.
Like you used to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. but anyway, it was in my room, but I was like, oh, I left it in the car.
Oh,
and
we've been arguing
about that for 72 hours now.
Ah, that sucks.
Is that big of a fuck?
As long as you weren't sorry to my girlfriend for hitting you with a taser gun last night. It's like the police forgot to get one more of my items. Anyway,
I used to do this call them taser bombs because if you hit the switch, it turns on, right, and you take the cartridge out, so nothing shoots, but you can still like you know.
Charge someone else.
Yeah. Somebody.
So I would like hit it and like, you know, we go get like breakfast in the morning, you know, another cop be sitting there. So I hit it, pull the trigger, stays on for 5 seconds. I throw it in their lap, you know,
yeah.
They'd be like jumping around and
I
shit.
Can't believe
like,
they got rid of you.
Yeah.
Like, can't believe you weren't a beloved member of the force. The guy who keeps tasering us at breakfast. Will you fucking fire him, please?
Taser bomb.
Well, Mayor, what have you?
Plug wise, just I run a show called Speakeasy Comedy in Philadelphia every second Friday of the month. The next one's December 12th. You guys should come out. It's at
a bar
called Callahan's Bar on South Street. It's like right next to the bridge. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. You ran a show there? I didn't know you ran a show.
Yeah, I just started a couple months ago. It's been going pretty good.
Yeah.
Has anybody showed up?
Like special? No, but like
no, I mean crowd.
There's a pretty decent crowd.
Hell yeah!
Yeah. Yeah, there's some pretty decent crowds, pictures. It's a full bar, actually. It's like a full bar usually. Yeah.
People are taking pictures? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
School photos after?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just combining jobs?
Yeah, yeah. I set them up along the wall outside and like $50 for headshots.
Yeah, these sleepy six-year-olds are waiting for your show to end. Guys, this is, again, been a very special episode.
It has been. Do you want to end
not
it?
Not done, no.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to keep going. We should probably take this call before we go, right?
Mikey. Where's Mike? Rob. What happened to Angry?
Mike hung up, dude.
Go to Rob, man.
He's bummed. Let's talk to
Rob. I thought that's...
Rob's...
Rob.
Rob's...
Good morning,
yo.
Kiddo.
Yo. Yo, my bad. My mic was... my phone was muted by accident. My bad.
No worries, dude.
But yeah, I just wanted to call in and say you guys are fucking killing it, and you're like my new favorite show.
Yes.
I love you guys.
Hey,
yes, dude.
How about that?
Where are you at in Jersey, yeah. Rob?
Voorhees?
Yeah, yeah. Dump. Real dump.
Where is that?
It's a shithole.
The south?
Yeah, it's all like corporate centers and fucking Pizza Huts. Real shithole. What do you do for a living?
Work at the Pizza Hut corporate center.
Yeah. Fuck you, Rob. We're glad you called in. Tell us something exciting, because Lemaire is drunk and high.
Oh, I'm a little drunk myself. Just
hell yeah,
hanging with my girlfriend. We've just been listening to the whole show via phone. That's
fuck
been
yeah.
tight.
On the
live
phone?
Right now on the phone.
Yeah.
Voorhees is south, clearly.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, we were listening on a phone.
Yeah, we were listening on a phone, and turns out
yeah,
that
phone,
I'm kind of fucking pissed off that he don't know who fucking the Eagles fucking background center.
How far away are you from Ewing, New Jersey?
Ewing? I think like 25 minutes.
All right. You never kissed a girl named Clara, did you?
Is she from Jersey? I thought she was.
She is.
I thought she was from
outside of Trenton.
Why the fuck she go to Kensington?
Because she's white trash, dude.
Her stepdad killed himself. Anyway, Rob, I'm sorry to bring that fucking that dark shame. Is that real? Is that real? Fuck, that's not real. I didn't guess that. Oh my God. Oh my God, is that fucking real?
Nah, dude. I'm not talking about anything. I'll tell you after, but.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Rob, you're the fucking man. Angry Mike, what up, bro?
Rob, you're the man. Thanks for calling in. And,
Rob's the
really
fucking
with
best.
The angry shit.
Yes, fuckface. That's how you're in our
boys.
Computer.
Yo, angry. Dog? Yo, Mike, you're the fucking best, dude.
Mikey, how you doing, buddy?
Why am I?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, you were fucked up last week. I don't know if you listened to you back. You were banged up. Ooh, chewing and chuckling on your tongue. You were banged up. Don't change that. I liked it as it was.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Really? You're obsessed with me? So now you watch, like,
No, we don't watch. We listen.
I mean, no, seriously. Are you obsessed with me, Tommy? Come on. Seriously.
No.
I'm trying to keep civil.
Yeah, all right. Let's start civil. Tell us how you're not fucked up.
I'm not fucked up, dude.
I know you sound great tonight. You sound great last week.
Came home from work. I worked 12 hours a day. Had a couple of cocktails. I love your show. Is there a problem here, Tommy?
No, say the last part again. I couldn't. It cut out.
Really? Your video and trying to call in a couple of hours ago and couldn't happen?
And then
what?
About the show. You said something about the show. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, my God. You're annoying the fucking heart, pissing soul out of me.
Damn, hey, you guys are going to fuck.
How you doing, buddy?
You guys are definitely going to
fuck. How are you?
Yeah, didn't you say about a free dinner or something?
Yeah, man, come over to our place.
I said I owe you. I said I owe you. I owe you a home-cooked something.
Excuse me. Don't jump on everybody's conversation. I'm talking to Nate, not you. It's not all about you.
All right.
You're not Jesus Christ.
How's it going, Mike? This isn't going to end racist, is it?
Yes, of course it is.
It is? Okay, all right.
Nate, no, excuse me. Sorry, I'm just asking you a simple question. Okay?
Don't do it, Mike.
No, I'm not going to do it. You told me you needed a free dinner. How was that last game, though?
I think he's talking to me.
He said Nate, though.
You know who Nate is? Mike,
are you watching?
My name is Nate.
No, not talking to you, Shane.
Hell yeah, Mike.
Okay.
I'll fuck you, dude. I'll suck your dick. I'm to Queens, dude. Tommy will make you dinner. I'll fucking blow you, dude.
Tell you that though. You're dancing on my shit to begin with.
Wait, are you about to offer me free dinner, Mike? Doesn't Mike have a steakhouse?
Yeah,
no, here we go.
A steakhouse.
Say it, Mike, dude. That's your catchphrase.
I can't even get a word in.
Mike valets cars for 12 hours at a steakhouse.
Okay. Are we having fun?
I'm interested.
You call in. Let's keep. Come on, Mike. Give us something, baby boy.
But the one line or cheap fucking shit goes down.
Yes, that's how this fucking works. It's radio. Let's come on, pick it up.
Work?
Yes.
You don't work, dude.
True.
You snack on a beautiful girlfriend.
Now we're talking.
You sit there and tell jokes on stage. You call that work? I'll show you work, son.
What are you gonna show me?
Yeah. Bottom line is, moving on, because you're gonna annoy me like there's no tomorrow.
Mike, come on! Say something!
Can I finish?
Yeah, start!
You won't let me say anything!
You haven't started!
Oh my God. It's like talking to fucking Jerry Lewis's kids. Lemire! It's not Lamar. It's Lemire, right?
Yeah, that's closer. Yeah, hello.
All right, so I said your name for the first time. It's cool, right?
Yeah, it feels cool.
All right. How do you feel about the next on Sunday, the Philadelphia and Cowboy game?
Eagles are gonna fuck them up, dude. Suck our dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Listen. peanut gallery. Shut the fuck up. I asked him the question.
Yo, will you guys do me a favor? Hang up on this fucking sack of shit.
Can you imagine?
Goodbye.
Nah, I like Angry Mike as long as he's not saying the L word.
Mike's hilarious. He calls in shit face and he's like, hello, boys. That's all he planned for. He's got nothing next.
Every period in his head, it has to restart and he's like, oh, where was I? Ow. Well, hello.
I genuinely love that guy, dude. He's the fucking man.
He sucks.
No, he doesn't. Why do you say that?
No, I probably would like him in person.
You hated him at first.
Yeah, he sucks on radio.
He's great on radio.
He operates like a toy running out of batteries.
He really does sound like that. He's like, yeah. Oh, boy.
At least, like, when I'm pickled, I know, like,
Don't be on air.
Don't call a radio station.
I think that's the only time you call a radio station.
Yeah, when you're super pickled.
Oh, wait, you're fucking...
Yeah, imagine the
you're
confidence.
You're sober calling? Can you imagine sober calling?
Holy fuck.
Nah, you gotta be
first time, long time.
Yeah, dude. First time, long time to once.
Yeah,
first time, long time to once.
Wait, who did
Notre Dame lost to Kentucky in the Elite Eight? And
this is before you started stand up though.
Yes. Yeah. No, I was doing stand up. This was like 5 years.
Which is
ago.
Even more sad because I feel like
I did the middle, some fucking place in Maryland yacht club.
Ugh.
I did a yacht club and watched Notre Dame lose to Kentucky. This was the year I think they had John Wall. Yeah, it might have been the year after. Well, regardless.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Notre Dame was pretty fucking good. Notre Dame won the ACC that year. Notre Dame beat North Carolina and Duke, won the ACC, was a legit team.
And Shane, then, stop with the fucking...
Great basketball.
Nobody gives
great basketball. Notre Dame actually has great basketball.
Who gives a fuck about Notre Dame? Look, I want to hear you calling in a radio station.
Anyway, I'm setting it up. Notre Dame was great. All right? Everybody's on Kentucky's dick. Notre Dame was great.
Yeah.
Notre Dame lost to him in a great game. Great game. Notre Dame gave him everything they could handle. Those boys, those kids fought, God damn it. They fought their tails off. And I was so proud. I was so proud to be a part of that season. But no, I was in the car on the way home from this gig, and they were talking shit on this fucking sports. They were like, Notre Dame almost pulled the upset. And I was in the car like, that wasn't a fucking upset, dude. Kentucky pulled the upset. Notre Dame was fucking sick this year. That was not enough. So I called in and for 13 minutes, 15 minutes was just on the drive home was just pure silence. Just me listening to commercials on my phone, just like, fucking shit. I was like, once I get on, I'm going to be like, that was not an upset. Notre Dame is the fucking best. And then finally, they were like, all right, Shane, you're on next. And I was like, the fuck? Just hung up right away.
That's some of the best radios. Like when you, like, 4 to 5, like, the prime time, like, rush hour traffic after, like, an Eagles loss or, like, a major sports loss. And you hear the dudes that have no idea what they're doing. They just... Yeah. They lose their mind because they're just white trash. And they're like, well, you know, the problem is, and whatever they read in the paper, they only listen to like the first couple lines and they regurgitate the same bullshit they heard. And you can hear the radio announcer like, I can't shit on them. So there's like a weird pause where they just laugh at this fucking guy. I can't imagine doing that. That's
the dudes that call in Philly sports radio. It's like, yeah, I'll tell you what the problem is. It's the damn D-backs. They're out there. They're all black. That's a big problem for us this year. They're black.
Like, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Steve from Roxborough. Yeah, I tried to call in once. That was it. When I was a kid, I used to call into the radio.
That was big.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No, I never did that.
You never
My brother
did that?
Taped it.
Never
once. Recorded
I
never did like
that.
A
I think Maroon 5's good. I'm kidding. Fuck you, dude.
That's
You're not
I
too
said,
cool to
call.
He named Maroon 5, and then
oh,
you jumped
you
on
name?
That bandwagon. Don't ignore what I'm saying.
I didn't jump on the bandwagon.
You said Maroon 5, Linkin Park, and you were instantly like, Maroon 5's great.
100%.
Maroon 5 is better than the Beatles and Led Zeppelin.
Maroon 5 is better than Led Zeppelin
and Kiss.
And you're allowed to say this. I'm going to let your culture
I agree with me.
Dictate how fucking wrong you are.
I agree with me.
Okay, Geek Squad, dude. You don't know shit. You don't know shit. Fuck you. You think fucking Maroon 5 is better than Led Zeppelin?
Yeah,
you guys can both. For real, that's retarded.
I'll take
that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
I'll take Sunday morning over Stairway to Heaven every single day.
And the best guitarist next to Jimi Hendrix.
Who?
I don't know his name.
Talk about Maroon 5?
Maroon 5.
What, the guitarist?
No, dude. The guitarist from Maroon 5. Only guitar. The only guitarist. White people, the only guitarist.
Every white person right now is like, nah, nah.
The only guitarist better than Maroon 5's guitarist is Jimi Hendrix. And
if I knew that dude's name, I wouldn't say it right now because I'd be so afraid to be.
You talking about Robert Plant? All right. Here's my favorite take. McCusker was talking about, because you know how black people are always like, white people stole rock and roll. You know that common motif?
Yeah.
It's a fact. Just continue.
All right, we invented guitars. You stole guitars. All right.
I don't know if that's true or not.
True. I had a fucking 94 Taurus on Drexel's campus, and it's my first guitar.
So. But that doesn't mean...
You can steal all types of shit, so don't talk to honkies about stealing. All right? But McCusker, one of my favorite lines, because we were talking about how people shit on Led Zeppelin for appropriating rock and roll from black people, and he was like, you're telling me four fucking black dudes were going to sit down and write Stairway to Heaven? Nah. That's a honky fucking song, dude.
Yeah, that's when rock got boring.
You think rock got boring?
Yeah, rock.
Stairway to Heaven?
Rock's prime was when black people were doing it. Now, the songs escape me right now, but there was some classics out there.
Like what?
Because we got Google, we'll figure it out.
There's a Richard, Little Richard with his a Wop Bam Boom, you know? He was out there with
First
a...
Small, it's very racist. Let's not forget the fact that he just said Escape a few seconds ago. Thirdly, if you're playing fucking classic rock in 2018 during primetime hours, peak hours at a bar in a metropolitan city, you're fucking trash. Dog shit. 5 to 7, 5 to 8, 8 to 10.
What should be played?
Huh?
What should be played, Tom?
Any other decade besides the '70s. What I'm trying to say is,
you gotta stand behind your take.
My take is
stand and deliver a take.
If you're playing classic rock and roll,
talking happy hour.
Yeah, any primetime hour. From 5 p.m. on, if you're playing classic rock and roll in a major metropolitan city, not even major metropolitan city, in a bar where there's people that are of our age.
What a major metropolitan.
Like if you're 25 to 35 to 40 years old and you hear Led Zeppelin or Stairway to Heaven in a fucking bar on a Friday or Saturday night,
you can hear it right now.
You need to move.
I'm fucking listening to
you
it
need
right
to
now.
Move out of your town. Dog shit town.
If you're listening to Led Zeppelin getting fucked up at 5 p.m. Welcome to the real world. You're the best.
You're in your mom's
congratulations,
face.
You're the fucking best.
I gotta know about this stepdad thing. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Is it real?
Well, fuck it. Give me a minute.
No, I will.
Tell you in a few minutes.
Let's tell it now. Let's get it. Let's now, go. Let's go on the fucking down note.
Fucking crazy?
It's 9:13.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to talk about that on air.
What, suicide?
I'm going to talk about my girlfriend's.
Is his stomach still fucking bubbling? You hear that?
Yeah,
oh, I looked at the clock. I looked and saw a cop again, and then it happened. And then
I'm just trying to
look this way.
Sorry about that. All right, guys. Anything else? I feel like I ruined that. And
I got a video of this really awesome fight I found that I thought you guys would like. If you want to keep it going with something,
toss it up.
Right. All right. So here we go. This is the whole situation. Check it.
It's Nate LeMaire. These white guys are in trouble.
They tried to touch the girl.
Oh, yes.
Check the shit out.
Oh, this is Europe. Oh, wow. This is fake.
This isn't real. This isn't real. You went. You went.
This is fake.
This is fake.
The problem is he doesn't know it's fake. That's a
big one. Oh, well, wait. Now this actually kind of looks real. Unless he.
What looks real once it's not a fair one?
Oh, all right. It's very fake. What are you crazy, dude? You thought this was real?
This is totally real. It's gotta be.
This is so fake.
They're all swinging over each other's heads.
My favorite thing is you probably searched black guys lose fight to white guys, and you only found the fake fight. There's no such thing.
What are you talking about?
It's never once happened. Did you see Mayweather? Did you see Mayweather McGregor?
See the 2016 election?
Wait.
This white guy was beating the shit.
Yeah, he's not hitting his face. This isn't a real fight.
This is very fake, dude.
It does kind of look fake now that you say. Dude, I was loving it because I just wanted to see one guy like take on four guys, and you know, like that.
This is very fake.
You gotta look up the like karate master.
Look at that fall.
Chops a dude in the neck.
Look at how long everybody's gonna grin. They're selling it like wrestling.
Yeah.
Everybody looking and shit.
I'll be honest, this is a real poor reflection on you. That you thought that was real.
Damn, that ruined my day, really.
Damn, dude, if somebody presented me that. Like in a living room, if we were at our house and someone was like, yo, put this on YouTube, watch this, I would be in your fucking ass. We're on air right now, so I'll be polite. But you ever bring that fucking bunk shit around here again, dude? I'm going to come back there and come on you.
All right. Is that a promise?
I'll get back there and come on you, boys. You guys want to come on you?
Man, just when I thought my terrible ending couldn't be topped.
I take the weight off you guys.
It's the opposite of the fair one where we usually start slow. This was a terrible, terrible dismount. You should be fucking ashamed of yourself.
Nah, don't. Come on, man.
What do you mean? No, let him sit in it.
I feel fine about it because I think it's fucking real.
Up another real video, and then we'll head out.
Shane,
right, stand by.
When do you come? Do you come ropes or are you a dribble man?
Depends. Great question, Lemaire. Come ropes or dribbles? Depends.
He's been sitting on that the whole time.
I really appreciate that question.
Minutes.
Earlier this week, shot a fucking line drive rope straight to baby girl's neck.
Ooh.
Neck shot.
From where?
Neck shot. From pussy. Out of pussy.
Yeah?
Neck.
You have to unstrap? Or are you going, ooh.
We got a little wild this trip.
No.
A little wild. Sometimes you don't use a condom. Sometimes you risk having a family. And,
in 3 weeks, we're going to have a very entertaining show.
It'll be a very sad one.
Yeah.
I did fucking hit her in the neck earlier this week, and a lot of people are excited about that. So if that answers your question, yes, I shoot ropes.
Yeah. How about you, kiddo?
I dribble a lot.
I can tell you, it just falls right out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's slowly. like a
cock gun.
Yeah,
I bet jelly beans fall out of that dick. Just
cowtails.
Slowly.
Remember that shitty candy?
Cowtails. Yeah.
You liked cowtails?
I did. Yeah. It's caramel with the cowtails.
And they were a quarter.
I liked it.
Hated those motherfuckers. You liked them?
Yeah, they were a quarter. That's
cowtails were like my biggest.
That's why y'all dribble.
You don't like caramels.
Cowtails is why y'all dribble cum.
I like soft caramels.
Soft caramels?
You eat cowtails, you dribble cum.
It's actually what I'm...
If you eat fucking Big League Chew and chug All Sport and fucking... I don't know what
soft
else.
Soft caramel is actually how I describe Lemaire.
Launch ropes. How do you launch ropes?
I used to launch ropes. I think my dick's
slowing down.
I think my dick is now. I'm just dribbling a lot. But it used to be either that or just a long relationship. It's not. It's just not firing. Like it's just
that'll do it. That'll do it. Yeah, you know, I thought I was out of the game until this week, and then I hit neck.
Back in it, baby.
Just like that. You see this confidence I'm exuding?
Yeah, you're back like Derrick
Rose.
Yes,
I can hit neck confidence.
You know how close I was to face. This weekend it's gonna be face. I'm hitting face.
Hitting face.
Listeners,
dude,
I promise you, I will come on face this weekend for you, the dogs.
I remember in high school watching Peter Nortz for the first time just throw ropes consistently, and I was like, "This is." It looked like he was trying to lasso like a calf.
Insane.
Over and over, and then like over just.
Yes, like fireworks.
Another one would fall, and he'd go, he came. It was like all of his cums in a year. He was like, I want them in one succession.
It was like a reservoir, and the dam broke, and it was Crumb City.
Rope. What's that?
I found
Playboy,
this dude who like cum so much. I'm sorry.
Who's the blind with the giant natural breasts that married that? Baseball pitcher Verlander, Justin Verlander's.
Oh, Kate Upton.
Did you ever see the leaked photos?
Yes.
Yeah, she was great.
Did you ever see her on her back and she's like looking back?
A little bit of
it
rope.
Is. It is it's a sea of cum.
Yeah.
A rope sea
city.
Of cum.
Rope City.
That's what he pitches for now. He changed teams. He's fucking starting pitcher for Rope City. And boy, oh boy, I am. Every time I see him like that, all I can't watch him pitch because all I can think about is him coming. Like, at what point you're just like you have to constantly like, there's another one.
The ropes that are like pure white, and
pure white, ropes.
Unreal. I got some clear in there. And I got some red.
Well, they do.
I don't know who these guys are that are coming white.
They become clear, I guess, because the sperm, I don't know what happens. It dies or something.
No one knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody
goes
knows.
Goes from Elmer's to fucking just straight spit.
And make it stuck.
Upton?
Can we get,
go to that. Ooh.
No, go to the cum shot on her back from Verlander.
Hold on.
Straight fastballs. All fucking right speedy down the middle. Fastballs. Right down the dick.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
They were like 80 miles per hour each one.
How about you, Maddie?
Where I shoot?
Yeah. How do you shoot? You shoot hard and straight? Little loop-de-loops? Leaky faucet?
When I feel it coming, I'm like, oh, man, you know, like this is going to be great.
Give me a
rope. I'm going to power wash this bitch's inside, you know?
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I just hit some, you know. But, you know.
Hell yeah.
I still got mine, I guess. What am I going to do?
What?
Your ropes, dude.
I just told you they're not ropes anymore. They were ropes.
No, just fall.
No, not all the time. You know what? I'm selling this short.
Yeah. But,
nah. I don't know, man. When I get a rope, I have them so infrequently now that when I get a rope, I'm like proud of it.
But. Yeah, that's why I'm bragging about that neck shot. Yeah, that's
I'm an old man.
Good shot. You wait a few days, right? There it is.
That's rope
look
city.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That is a fucking crime scene.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
That's amazing.
That's nice. Splatter. That's splatter, yeah.
We can all agree that is great cum.
That's insane.
Everybody here can agree that this is good cum.
I'm not exaggerating. That is an immense amount of cum.
No, that's
an
high grade.
No, you feel good about yourself after that.
If I threw...
I'm capable of that.
If I threw one... No.
I'm capable of that. No, what are you talking about?
Are you?
Yeah.
You can do all of that.
I could do that.
In one cummies.
Shane, that's like eight ropes,
dude. All of that, but in one spot, like right on her butt cheek.
I can crumb that.
If you stopped at her panty line, I'd still, if that was my cum, I'd be like, that's a lot of cum.
Well, you drop off five times a fucking day.
Yeah, that's not what I'm getting at.
I promise you, dude, just go one a day, and I bet you can crumb like that.
Gavin McGillis, can you get him to stop grumbing?
True.
Yeah. That's good.
Dude, I've never come close to ever doing that, and I don't think I will ever be able to accomplish that.
If I waited a year, talking about? Oh, yeah,
I did. I did that this weekend.
No way.
That's a guy who's been playing.
Wish.
I can. If we have enough passion, and the power, and Christ is with us, if me and the woman I'm with, are and we're laying together, and Christ is there, and the love of Christ, and the love of perhaps producing a family is right there, you bet your bottom dollar that I can crumb harder than nails.
Can you?
Nails in the wrist.
Nails right into the wrist and feet of our Lord Savior. Jesus Christ, that's how hard
I'll tell you this right now. As much as I love you, it wouldn't be gay if
I'm gonna go home and send you pictures of my cum.
If you,
I'm gonna go into the other room, jizz, and send it to you.
You throw paint like that, I want to see it.
It's a Jackson Pollock, dog.
That is.
That's how I cum.
That is fucking. That is.
Say, bitch, I fucking love you, bitch. Look at that.
Hell yeah. This is
What do? You drip out? I hear your sex. Damn, that sucks.
No, I don't drip out. I have a couple fire offs, but it's not like it's not gonna be
stop jerking off.
Constant.
You should hear this guy fuck. This guy fucks. Wow. I'm more of a finale guy. You're more of a mid show guy.
No, I
you crush during the show, and then here comes the finale.
I don't think the actual.
Overture 18, fucking cum, dude. But you fuck harder than anybody I've ever heard fuck. So congratulations. Tommy's the best at sex.
I wish I could do that. That is,
dude. If you and me combine forces. We're the best three-way ever. I'll just stand there and jerk.
Fuck it.
You lay the lumber. I'll come out like the
club. You are the fucking
Rivera, dude. I'm Mariano Rivera.
Mariano Rivera.
Enter cum man.
Say.
Enter Sandman.
I'll
sprint out of the bullpen like
I
Rocker.
I will throw the first eight innings unfucking unmatched.
No hits.
No hits. I'll throw a fucking
dog,
no-hitter.
Dude.
Bring you in. I want to be
I'll come on him. Wow.
Close eyelids.
You just start a family.
Close eyelids.
Start a family.
We already have.
Like Mormons.
That's what we adopted these two kids.
Those two.
You, motherfucker.
Nah, dog. Don't put me in that.
Yeah, you're my son now.
No, go fuck yourself.
You are my son.
I made you, Gillis. I'm the reason you have all of this.
Yes.
What?
Hell yeah, dude.
Don't put us on camera at the same time while I say, I'm not taking a sip. I'm not uncomfortable about it.
You sure that real cum?
Him? He called me the N-word a bunch of times growing up.
You should, dude.
He called me the N-word a bunch.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I don't know.
You used to say that a lot.
I still do. I'm just not saying it here. I don't want to get everybody juiced up. I don't. Yeah, he's always saying that. We all got to say it.
Until the light goes off. All right, it's 9:25, guys. We got to wrap this shit up.
Kevin, I think Notre Dame's going to get crushed. Brady,
you. You got to put your Notre Dame will get crushed, but you don't. Or is it too early for the?
It's early right now. I think the line's 11.5, and at that, I'm taking the Irish.
Let's get these guys in real quick, and then, and then we'll head out.
Yeah, we got nowhere to go.
Brady boy, Colorado.
Hey, first time, long time, whack whack.
Fuck yeah, dude.
hey, I just want to say I just came across your guys' show a while ago. Never heard of any of you, and I'm really enjoying it.
Nice,
especially that black dude. Except for that whole, you know, that thing.
What?
It's gonna be more.
You know that whole.
What?
That whole. That black guy, yeah, he's really funny, except for that whole thing.
Is it? I'm thinking it's
on the stool or on the couch.
Thanks, Brady.
You guys aren't quick to the draw. Thank you, Brady.
Brady.
Colorado,
appreciate
probably.
Appreciate it. I'm sure there was a fun joke there, but we couldn't run the risk.
I don't know what it was. Brady's the usual calling on East Side Dave, so he's actually cool, but I don't know what's going on there.
Was that a lisp?
It might have been the rock stuff. Though. Maybe it was just the rock stuff.
Well, sorry about that.
Or the kid stuff.
Sorry about that, Brady.
Yeah, Brady, maybe he hasn't seen the previous shows when we get lured into.
I felt like we were definitely getting lured again.
I felt like we were on the popcorn trail of the N-word.
That's what it felt like. We killed it immediately. Yeah, totally, yeah. Yeah.
Fool me five
times. Brady, thanks for calling.
Brady, sorry if you weren't about to be racist. But
Kevin. What
sounded almost pretty racist.
Kevin, what's good, homie?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy? What's up, Shane?
What
hey,
up,
you
dog?
Guys know 3 Ks a day keep the minorities away. You know what I mean? Nigger.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh,
same basement.
There it is. God damn it. You know what? Black Lives Matter.
Fuck that guy and anybody that thinks like that guy.
Jesus.
And I voted for Hillary. So how does that make?
And we were going to shut the show off.
To be honest, I didn't vote
7 minutes ago.
And that guy stayed there.
What you
stayed on the phone?
Thinks like that. They got nothing else.
That's like the highlight of his week. That's all he's ever got.
I bet you he's got a good cummer though. I bet you he fucking.
That's why I come on a white face regularly.
Get it, man.
Yeah, you tell him.
Get it, boy.
Tell him.
Let him know.
Get it
right there.
Fuck yeah.
Why don't you take it easy?
And I call it shit.
Tell you what, that guy had a lot of good points. And you're fucking. You're gonna say something like that? You come on white faces?
But I say Shane when I do it. I don't know why.
You say Shane?
Shane. I don't mind that. All right, guys, we almost had a good one.
We did have a good one.
Yeah.
It had ups and downs. It's great.
Oh boy.
Real down call at the end.
Hey, boy, you got anything to plug? Already went through it.
One more time. Pet Shop, Jersey City. They emailed us. They making us switch it. I don't know when. Follow me on Instagram. I'll post it. Is that Nate Marshall?
Happy boy.
The Alt Black Podcast with me, Lamar Lee King Cobb and Brandon Mitchell. That's weekly. And then Speakeasy Comedy every second Friday.
Lamar's high as fuck.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah, he was hitting that pipe the whole time.
Anything else you want to plug, dude?
No, dude. Yeah,
Maddie?
My brother again, Frankie. I'm in Colorado.
What up, Frank?
Crescent Cleaners in Stanford.
Oh, man. Crescent Cleaners?
I love Crescent Cleaners.
I can't tell if you're fucking around, but.
No, dude, I'm dead serious. My dad's been doing it for 32 years.
32?
Yeah.
Who? Is he Asian?
Are you related to dude?
Not Asian.
You just love the cleaning place.
No. My father has owned the dry cleaners for 32 years.
Thank God, because I would have been really worried if there was just.
No.
He was just really passionate.
Fuck,
but he's good at what he does.
Like, no, I don't even know him. He's a fucking great cleaner.
Hopefully they show up.
I hope they do.
All right, name and location again?
Crescent Cleaners, 48 Crescent Street, Stanford, Connecticut.
Go to that.
And my girlfriend Casey, I love you. Please stop breaking my balls.
Girlfriend Casey, stop being a fucking idiot. Suck his dick, dude. Nah. Stop. Being fucking dumb. This guy's the best, and you're not sucking his dick because of some resin hit. Grow up, suck this guy's dick, become great, swallow it. 7th and 8th, you can see me at McGoobie's Joke House, Podium, Maryland. 13th, 14th, 15th, come to the Albany Funny Bone. and eat ass. And then I think December 21st, this is a big one, I'll be at the Philly Comedy Club. That's what it's called. It's a great location. But it's me and Matty McCusker is going to feature. That's Husky. A big... Yeah. December 21st at Philly Comedy Club. So come to that. That'll be fun. And that's it.
Nice.
This is a fun episode, bro.
This was fun.
You look good.
Thanks, dude. I'm standing up because I have to pee so bad.
I have to pee so fast.
I'm literally stretching out my...
You look like a hot guy that was shipwrecked.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to shout out my sister, too, Stephanie, and my brother-in-law, John, and my niece and nephew, so I don't have to fucking get yelled at by another chick. Hi, Steph.
Matt, if you say happy Thanksgiving right now, I'm going to fucking love it.
All right. Nice. I got pissed. Thank you so much.
I want to go to bed.
All right, kids.
Thank y'all.